Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, shout time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Back in studio, Chris Schein. We're just talking before this Monday morning recap, which will be so much fun based on the results of yesterday. Can't wait to pick through week 4 in the NFL. And I stopped Schein and said, let's just do this on the air because, Schein, you said, quote, my girlfriend was so pissed, .. She's a gambler now. So good morning, Chris Schein. How are you? And explain where your girlfriend got beat yesterday as far as the betting went.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, so she is now a gambler. Now she took advantage of all the promotions that DraftKings offers in New Hampshire, where you get, if you refer a friend for the first time, you get a bet, plus they get a bet, and then you get a bunch of free bets. You get matched up to your amount of money deposited and all that stuff. So she took advantage of that. She was up, like a cool 100 or so.
Nice.
And so she was feeling really good, and she bet a bunch of money yesterday and lost basically all of it. So she was pissed. She woke up from a nap after the Packers game, and she looked at me and she said, can we please make better bets next weekend? And I said, hun, that's always the goal. Sometimes it just be like that.
It was like that yesterday for certainly for this podcast and a lot of people. The results for us, I think, were one, four, and one.
Correct.
I went a lame 1-1-1, which means Chris Schein had the over, which we're all going to have on this podcast. So I'm making 3 picks. It's interesting, and we'll get to we'll start with our betting. We'll get to the Patriots, then we'll talk about Monday night, basically in that order for the next 15-20 minutes or so.
Okay.
As far as, like, I want to give credit to Ken Barkley of You Better, You Bet. He talks about, betting in the NFL, being on the sort of the razor's edge, being on the right side and the wrong side of variance. And sometimes you go 3-0 and you get some lucky bounces and things go your way, or you're a quarterback and you only threw one pick, but you should add 3. Those are going to happen. And the other times you get the bad side of it, which was for me yesterday on the loss and the push. Ravens, I was heavily invested in Baltimore +3 and felt like I was home, Schein, basically the entire game, based on the way they were playing. And not only just the game itself, but our Lamar Jackson MVP bets. Like, I felt really confident about the way he's playing, wet weather. And Allen outplays him in the second half. Baltimore makes some bad decisions. That game pushes on 3, which felt like a win the entire game. And that stupid London game yesterday. Like, it's you get a missed extra point. Minnesota was the much better team. Go look at the yards per play. They were just across the board better. And I lay in 3.5 to win by 3, and I take a loss there. It's going to happen in the NFL. These closing lines are so freaking good. We had the over-under last week on Detroit, Minnesota. Closed at 42.5. It ends up on 42. So I felt like the process is okay yesterday. But you're going to have that in the NFL, Schein, because Vegas is so good at some of these lines. You're going to end up on the wrong side of that coin flip. the hope is that over the course of, 18 weeks plus the playoffs, you are on the right side of it more than the wrong side. And for me this weekend, it was the wrong side. Last weekend was the wrong side. So I'll be due for some regression, for some good luck at some point. But the last 2 weeks, not getting the bounces and not getting the wins we need here on this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, look at it. I was like 39-23 heading into this week. Oh. I was due for regression. Oh. Like, I'm going to have these weeks, and it's okay. Like I told my girlfriend, it'd be like that sometimes. Yep. It's just like, this is not, you're not going to be perfect. That's why all the people that give you crap for if you, you only hit just over half the time, that's good. That's really, if you hit over half the time, you're doing something right. And so, I was due for some regression, but I agree with you. Like, that Minnesota game, you should have had that. That missed extra point was a domino effect because if they have that extra point, they're up four, and Andy Dalton has to try and convert a 4th-and-9 instead of the Saints kicking a 60-yard field goal, which they get to tie it. So, and if Minnesota stops him on 4th-and-9, you win. You cover. They win by four, and you cover it, no problem. That was one of the bets my girlfriend placed yesterday and missed on as well. Because it's just sometimes you just get screwed by dumb kickers. Like it happened to me last week too. It's happened.
Give me another one, Shime. I rushed to get it at 3.5 because I thought with all the injury stuff it'd go up. Actually, it went trickled down to 3.
Yeah.
For a while, so I got the worst of the number too because I'm an idiot because I thought it's gonna go up. We talked on Friday and I agreed with you. I'm like, I better grab 3.5 now. With all the Saints injury news. And it was at 3 for a while, and I missed the best number. So that's even more moronic by me.
And I feel like, again, our process was right. Baltimore was up 20-3, and they end up losing. And so you push that because they lose 23-20. And then for me, Jacksonville was up 14-0.
What a wild ride.
Disappeared for two quarters, and then somehow comes back. Luckily, I got really lucky that they hit plus 9.5. Because that was tied into a parlay I had, which was the only big winner of the week, which literally salvaged my week. They're up 14-0, and they don't cover 6.5 points.
Imagine Eagles bettors. They're down 14-0, and if you told them at that point they're going to cover the 6.5, they would have told you you're out of your mind.
Especially against the Jaguars, who up to this point have looked really good, especially on defense. And so that game was wrong, and then... I mean, Detroit-Seattle was just a friggin' mess.
What a shootout. What a shootout.
That -4 for Detroit. I knew it as soon as I sat down to watch the games yesterday. I said to myself, I go, wait a minute. Why didn't I invest in the over? And then the next thing I know, it's 14-9 in the first quarter. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, I should have invested more in the over instead of on the line in this game. Like an
idiot. Wasn't paying super close. That one I was watching. The other one you had was the over in Cleveland-Atlanta.
Oh, God, don't start me with this.
I didn't watch a lot of it, so I was not heavily invested there. Was there a chance that was that bad coaching? Was that missed opportunities? What did I miss there?
Missed opportunities. So, first of all, Atlanta, I don't know what happened, but Marcus Mariota went from being like number 3 in yards per attempt and EPA per play to just being... garbage again, against one of the worst defenses in football, mind you. And then because he throws an interception, Arthur Smith ran the ball 14 times in a row. Like, it's so frustrating. And then Nick Chubb, this is another thing. I'll never understand. The Browns are on the 2-yard line. I think it happened twice. They were inside the 5-yard line, and Nick Chubb doesn't. He has one carry on 6 plays. What?
He was awesome yesterday.
Doing.
That I do know. I think he had 120 yards rushing. Yeah.
And a touchdown. He should have had 2 touchdowns. The things I was heavily invested the most were the over in that game and Nick Chubb to run for a lot and score touchdowns. And I didn't get the second touchdown because these boobs are putting Kareem Hunt on the field and throwing the ball instead of just giving it to the guy who already has 100 yards and is just going to dice through that Atlanta defense, which gives up 6.5 yards a carry anyways. And then Atlanta running the ball 14 times in a row, and they're not even giving it to Cordarrelle Patterson.
Well, they were trailing, too. They were trailing and running it.
They're running the ball with Tyler Allgeier and some guy named Caleb Huntley. What are we doing?
10 carries for Allgeier, 10 for Huntley, 9 more for Patterson.
Oh, my God. So, I was
29
so
carries
mad.
Between those three.
Between that
And then Kyle Pitts, one catch for 25 yards.
And then the Steelers.
Their leading receiver was Zacchaeus. Holy crap. So,
speaking of Kyle Pitts, TJ Hawkinson in that Lions-Seahawks game had one of the all-time best tight end games ever. He had like 39 and a half fantasy points, Mutt. Did you know that that one game is more points than Kyle Pitts has had in four games this season?
I believe it. And Hawkinson, the setup was there. All the injuries Detroit had, they ruled out even another guy on Sunday morning. That was a nice setup for Hawkinson. I was way too invested in Mark Andrews yesterday and missed a very easy piece of Hawkinson in daily fantasy. And in betting, by the way, once the injuries happened for Detroit, and no DJ Chark, no Sun God, no Swift. Like, that was a nice setup for Hawkinson. I missed on that.
And I have to yell about one more thing.
Yeah, you can wait. Y'all, that's the listen, some days we'll celebrate and we're yelling happy. Now we're yelling angrily. That's fine.
So, DK offers these awesome touchdown scorer parlays, and they boost them. All right? So you pick anytime touchdown scorers in the NFL, you parlay a couple of them together, and then they boost it like 33 or 50%. My girlfriend and I each had our own separate parlays. The one leg that overlapped was a leg I felt very confident on, and that was Najee Harris to score a touchdown. They ran seven plays inside of the five-yard line. How many touches do you think Najee Harris got, Mutt?
I guess zero.
One touch. One!
That was the Kenny Pickett touchdown game yesterday.
Runs it in! I'm like, give it to the guy. Give it to the running back. Please, God. We hit on Jamal Williams. We hit on Derrick Henry, Damian Pierce. Derrick Henry and Damian Pierce hitting like in the first 10 minutes of football, which was the best feeling ever, because then all you need is Najee Harris, and you have 3.5 quarters to get it, and it doesn't happen. I had Jamal Williams, and I don't even remember. Oh, Austin Eckler, who hit in no time, and then all I need is Najee Harris, and nothing. Nothing. Oh, my God. It was infuriating to watch these coaches coach within the five to go. And it's just, oh, my God, just give it to the running back who's good. Give it to the good players. Like, let the best players be the best players. Stop being stupid and overthinking it. It's frustrating. Ugh.
So 1-4-1 as a show. You and I both would have, and I didn't have a dime on it, but you and I both would have had the Packers laying the points. You had the Patriots getting 11.
Yeah, and I told you 9.5 was the right number, so I didn't want to bet that.
By the time it got to Friday, we didn't like the number. You had it at 11, which is a great number to get it at.
Win for me.
And I'll tell you why. They played much better than I thought they were going to play in that game yesterday, Shime. Smart offensive game planning, run it early. Zappy hit some nice play-action passes. Like, they got gashed on the ground. And that's going to be a factor in my early thoughts on Patriots and Lions.
Same.
But they played a really, I thought for the most part, a smart game. They benched Isaiah Wynn because he sucked in the first half. Who knew Marcus Cannon could still play and make
Cannon
plays on the offensive
awesome
line?
Awesome in the run game.
He looked
awesome.
Good. And they pounded it with Stevenson and Harris. The only prop I talked about on Friday with you was would Stevenson be involved in the passing game? And he was. Four catches, 23 yards. He also ran for a bunch of yards. Pretty impressed. They were a little too conservative there in overtime. And obviously Green Bay is really, really good. That Rodgers guy is good. But that was a pretty good effort. Not a moral victory, but nice effort on the road by the Patriots in their loss yesterday.
Rodgers, to me, looked awful yesterday. Like, I think there were, like, you could count on one hand how many good passes he had in that game. And it was the Dubs touchdown that should have been a touchdown. The Dubs touchdown that was actually a touchdown.
Sick throws on the side.
The Tanyan touchdown. The Cobb throw on third down over the middle of the field, and the Lazard throw down the sideline on 3rd and 10. Those were the five good throws Aaron Rodgers made all game. And I think that's it. Like, one of the reasons I felt so good about Patriots plus 11 getting double digits is because I feel like this Packers offense is still figuring out exactly what it is, and they're not giving it to the guys who are dominating enough. Right? Aaron Jones had 100 yards. He could have had 200.
Him and Dylan were both. Either one of those guys, they could have split. That's the one thing. The Patriots' run defense is still, it's not there. And it was back and forth. I thought the Patriots going to win the game. They would have to really win the time possession. They lost time possession yesterday. And Zappy didn't vomit himself. Sean,
no,
you were saying last week that Zappy should play over Brian Hoyer. I mean, may not have a choice this week because who knows what Hoyer's concussion situations. I'm sure the Patriots will be extra careful given what happened with Tua on Thursday night. But Zappy looked pretty good, and you made the case for him. And I think based on the way he played yesterday, there'll be a lot of people that call the station this week and say, even if he's healthy, that Zappe should play over Hoyer against the Lions on Sunday.
100%. Well, the other thing, too, is he listens to Bill, right? I think my assumption is when Bill, they showed him kneeling with Zappe right before Zappe was about to go out for the very first time, I can guarantee you Bill was saying, hold on to the football. Don't make any risky throws.
Yeah,
don't make those 50-50 throws. Just if you see an open guy, hit him. Otherwise, throw it away. Take the sack. I don't care. Let's not turn the football over and we have a shot. And you know what? That's exactly what he did. The only turnover he had is because he got absolutely crushed again by Rashawn freaking Gary, because Isaiah Wynn is an absolute turnstile and he just never saw him coming. And that's going to happen. And that's not on Bailey Zappe. And you saw him even on like a play action on second and five, he'll get the ball, he fakes the run, and he sits. And he looked so calm and so good because he sits and he's looking for his receivers. Unfortunately for him, his receivers just can't get open. And so he has to end up taking a sack or throwing it away. But that's what Belichick wanted. And then allow the run game to be as good as they were.
Which is good.
And so
Strange
I think that's
good in the run game, yeah.
That should be the game plan they have for the most time with Mack. Like, that's why, to me, it pisses me off, because it's like, well, that's what you wanted to try and do with Mack last year. He still threw 13 interceptions. And now this year, he's just throwing all these 50-50 balls and getting picked off left and right. Like, what are we doing? Run the football, be good about turnovers. The old Parcells mantra is win the turnover battle, and you probably win the game. Pete Carroll has always said it. Bill Parcells was, like, the originator of it. Sean Payton was a huge proponent of that. Like, Belichick has always loved the turnover battle. Like, that should be a focal point right now. And I think Zappe did a really good job at focusing on that.
And I think Hoyer would have done the same thing. I think he was 5 of 6 before he left and got hit. Like, he's in this offense. Like, they're going to have some opportunities. I would say, again, that the fact that he played more in this game, even with the injuries at receiver, the fact that Kendrick Bourne still got outsnapped by little Jordan Humphreys is wild to me. Every time he's on the field, the guy seems to make plays. I'd be playing Kendrick Bourne more. I can't believe they can't find more of a role for him. Aguilar ends up leading them in receptions.
Is it a can't or a want?
Because
like I'm still under the impression
he should be on the field more than he is.
Correct. I agree.
He is their best playmaker on offense. I know Parker another touchdown yesterday, acrobatic. He is their best playmaker. And when Jonnu Smith goes out, that's even more of a reason why you want more playmakers out there. So I don't get it, Chime. But if you bet the Patriots yesterday, you felt pretty good about that. The entire game, once you went to overtime, you knew you had that thing. The game script was there. Both teams ran the ball. And in the end, the Patriots played much better than I thought they were going to. It doesn't help them from a playoff standpoint. They still lose. The Jets win. So they're still battling in the division. And I still won't think they're a playoff team this year. But a little bit of coaching hope for me yesterday, based on what I saw offensively, that to be smart and run the football and not try to do too much with both the backup quarterback and the backup quarterback.
Yeah, and I said this on the morning show, too. I think Matt Patricia deserves a little bit of credit for being smart when it's, okay, run game's working, let's run the football. Like, he didn't outsmart himself. He didn't try to do anything out of the ordinary. It's like, all right, we've been running a ton. Let's open it up and spread it out. Nope. You know what he did? He ran the football, and then this novel idea mutt that the Patriots haven't used through the first 3 weeks of the season, they ran play action. It's run the football, play action pass. And sometimes you're going to get some open guys that way, and it's going to work out. And Zappe had some wide open guys at times. Devontae Parker on that touchdown. Nelson Aguilar, he hit on the left side of the field. So there were opportunities there, and they ran the football effectively. They need to continue to do that if they want to have any success this season.
All right, so their success now, I guess depending on wins and losses, if that's the success you want to use if that's what the measuring stick you want to use, will depend on what they do against the Detroit Lions, who played an absolute shootout yesterday. They put up insane offensive numbers, like video game numbers, with no number one receiver, no number one running back, no number two receiver. Like, it was like a fantasy football dream yesterday to watch Geno Smith and DK Metcalf and Jamal Williams and Hockenson and Goff just go nuts. That team comes to your building this Sunday at 1:00. Didn't look like a really interesting game when the schedule came out, but now all of a sudden, I think it'll be a fun game on Sunday. I see some threes out there, Shime, but I'm seeing a lot of 2.5s as well. Patriots as a 2.5-point favorite at home with the quarterback situation in the air against the Lions. Total anywhere between 46.5 and 47.5. It is 47 over on DK. We'll use DK because they're based in New Hampshire. 2.5 and 47 as the total. My early lean shine would be on the over in this game. I know it sounds crazy, but neither defense is any good. They can both be gashed in the run. We saw yesterday that game went way over Patriots-Packers when it had no right to, because I don't think the Patriots' defense is any great shakes. I know Detroit's defense is not very good, but they have some really good skill players offensively. And so my early lean would be, even with the quarterbacking situation up in the air for the Patriots, would not be on a side early in the week, would be on the total of 47 and wanting to bet on the over in this game on Sunday. Early weather looks beautiful Sunday at Gillette Stadium, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, as I go to place my Monday Night Football bets today, I can assure you I will be placing a bet on the over before this line.
Oh, okay.
Moves.
All right. So we're on the same page.
Yes. This number opened at 44. It's now 47 at DK. As you said, 46.5, 47.5 some places. But 96% of the money, according to the Action Network right now, is on the over, which indicates to me the people are going to be taking the over. They're going to be taking the over all week. This number is going to move. I wouldn't be surprised if this number finishes around 49. And so I want to get it now at 47. I want the over in this game. The Lions have averaged 35 points per game. They're the only team in football to average more than 30 points per game scored, and they're 1-3. You want to know why? Because they're allowing 35.5 points per game. So this game is, I mean, we've seen the Patriots offense now score 24 against Green Bay, who we all thought going into the season and so far this season, pretty good defense. They kept saying the stat during the game, they don't allow third and longs. Exactly. Packers, pretty good defense, and you scored 24. Helped by a pick six, nonetheless, scored 24. The week before, against the Ravens, you scored in the high 20s, right? So the Patriots can score. They're finding ways to score, and I think that continues against a bad Lions defense. And the Lions offense is going to score against this Patriots offense. Even if Amon-Ra doesn't play, even if DeAndre Swift doesn't play, even if DJ Chark doesn't play, the Lions will find ways to score. Whether it's Craig Reynolds or Josh Reynolds or Justin Jackson or Jamal Williams or TJ Hawkinson, they are going to find ways to score the football. And so I also would be very much on the over in this game.
The Lions are one of the teams in the NFL whose games have gone over all four games to start.
Yep,
their overs are 4-0, Shime. So that's my early lean, and I'm with you. If there's that much, you know, betting on Monday morning, okay, these are the sickos like us that are getting their bets in early on Monday. If they're betting the over, then the public's going to bet the over. Like you said, this game probably is going to move a little bit. I would not be surprised to get on the air Wednesday morning, have it be 48. And go a point easily, especially when they get the – well, I don't – the quarterback's not going to matter. I don't think Zappi or Bailey is going to affect the total. What's going to affect the total is if you find out Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon in Detroit, Swift practices, St. Brown practices,
Bingo.
Chark practices. The minute those guys practice and are then trying to play, this number is going to go up. So I like your idea of trying to get this number early. If you like the over, and we're not saying you have to like it, that's how we lean – you want to get it early in the week. There'd be nothing if it's 47 now, and they're not assuming those guys in. It can really only go one way, and that will be up.
It's the same. It was the same thing with the Patriots getting 11 points last week. Expect the overreaction. React counter to that overreaction, and then allow the market to adjust itself. And that's exactly what we want to do here. We want to get this over before it shoots up, because then it'll shoot up. It'll start to correct itself and come back down a little bit or whatever. But I want to get it before it shoots up.
Yeah, and I'm no tout, and God knows going, 1-1-1 again in picks shows you that. I can't believe the Titans are only 2.5-point favorites at Washington on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, Washington team blows.
They're awful. They're awful, and now you've seen the last two games now. I was looking at some of the usage stuff this morning from 4-on-4 football. They're using Derrick Henry in every role. He's catching the ball.
He had a 24% target share yesterday.
Yeah.
Target share, by the way, people, is not running the football. That is catches. He got 24% of the targets in the pass game.
So maybe I'm overreacting, but I thought what they did on the road in Indy was eye-opening, that they might not be dead. Vrabel's teams, I always bury Mike Vrabel teams. I go against them in big spots, and they always seem to come up big. So I'm just looking ahead at Week 5, Shime. I haven't done a deep dive yet. I was surprised by that number being only 2.5, and I'll probably get involved before it gets to 3, which will probably happen at some point later on.
I also got to tell you, the blatant disrespect of Geno Smith right now is marveling.
Oh!
The Saints are 4-point favorites against the Seahawks. The number doesn't make sense to me. The Saints should not be 4-point favorites against anyone in football right now. The Saints did not look good. Minnesota was well in control of that game and should have won by a lot more.
Oh, well, we're aware. You and me and your girlfriend, we're well aware.
So right now I am
Sean,
keeping
it's five. It's five now.
Is it five?
I have Saints minus five at DK, unless they hit refresh and they change the line on me here.
No, I just pulled it up and it's four.
Let's see. Okay. Well, they're listing it at five here. So.
Yeah. If this number is five, take it. This is my early jump line of the week. The line I want. I want the Seahawks this week. I do. The Seahawks team is actually kind of good.
Their offense
is kind of good.
Their defense stinks.
Yeah, their defense. I agree with you. Their defense stinks. But New Orleans offense stinks. It smells like it's just. It's hot garbage. They started Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton with that sweet, sweet stash of his yesterday.
So I'm so into the Seahawks getting four or more points this week against the Saints. It hurts. It hurts. That's how much I'm into it.
Now I'm going to look because at least on the Action Network, they're listing at five. No, they're listing at four plus 115 once you log in.
Yep.
So yeah, it's a little more. So, by the way, you're not the only one betting this at four. Nope. Good job, Sean. You're in. You get the 4 points. Little money line sprinkle at plus 170?
Oh, 100%.
A little sprinky?
So what I do every week, I find two underdogs that I love, and I parlay them together. This week, it was Ravens and Titans, and I should have hit it. That's a 5-to-1 parlay
that
I absolutely should have hit. This week, I can guarantee you the Seahawks will be a half of that. I don't know who my other underdog is yet, though. I need to do more research. It's early.
All right. Speaking of research, any research for Monday Night Football? Good divisional game tonight. Little Rams at Niners on Monday night there in San Francisco.
Yeah, I got a little bit. I like the under in tonight's game. This screams Kyle Shanahan runs the ball a million times, and this game goes under. Sean McVay also still wants to get Cam Akers and Daryl Henderson to be a thing. So I expect a lot of running in tonight's game, which is why I like the under. I like Jeff Wilson over 54.5 rushing yards in this game.
I'm with you on Wilson. He's their one guy right now they're going to. Absolutely.
And he looks great. He looked great last week. I expect him to look good again tonight. And then I like the under on pass completions for Stafford at 23.5.
Yeah, I
wanted to go against Cooper Kupp, but I couldn't. I'd rather go against Matt Stafford.
I'm laying the 1.5 or whatever it is. I want the Niners here.
Ooh, okay.
Haven't
they won 4 of 5, I think, is left?
Shanahan is 8-3 against the spread against Sean McVay. 3-0 last year against Stafford and the Rams. Revenge narrative for losing the NFC title game a year ago. Extra week under Jimmy G's belt, so now he can get back familiar with the playbook. I always like Shanahan against McVay. It's only 1.5 tonight. I'm going to be on Jeff Wilson. I'll be on the 49ers laying the points.
Cool.
Those are my two plays for sure for Monday Night Football. It's a good game, by the way. It's a pretty decent way to wrap up the football week. And hopefully, I am not chasing with this game, but I was going to bet the 49ers anyway. But it'd be a nice way to end it after yesterday's debacle of picks. See the 49ers get this thing. That'd be nice.
I'm into it. I love it.
Because then on Thursday night, we get Broncos-Colts, which doesn't feel...
I'm going to tell you now, I will not be betting that game. I might have a prop or two, but I will not be touching that game or side.
All these people want to tell me Josh McDaniels can't coach. He beats Russ Wilson. You know who can't coach? Nathaniel Hackett can't coach.
He stinks.
That guy stinks.
He's so bad. And all these people chirping at us like the last couple of weeks, how's Josh McDaniels look? The Patriots are 1-2. Josh McDaniels doesn't even have a win. Well, you want to know what? They have the exact same record as you now. So chill out.
Sounds like a man taking a lot of phone calls on the Greg Hill Show, taking shots at McDaniels. All right, so listen, the results in the podcast weren't good. The process can be better. We'll be better next week. We are on under. We're on some Jeff Wilson. Shime's going to be on under completions. And we are already leaning towards the over for Patriots and Lions. Currently sitting at 47. You can get it now. And we both think it'll go up. You can subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast. Huge help to us. Hopefully you had a big week this week in week 4 in the NFL. Subscribe, rate, and review Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on the Odyssey app. Shime survived his trip. His girlfriend's now a sports betting. Does she have a gambling problem? Do we have to call 1-800-GAMBLER, Shime?
No, not at all. She knows how to manage her money properly, and she's doing a good job of it.
Can we make better bets next?
Yep, that's what she said to me. Can we make better bets? And I said, yes, we can. And she was pissed at me because I gave out on this podcast last week, I gave out Christian Kirk over 59.5, which, by the way, cashed once again. 3-2 on props this week, so I did salvage it a little bit.
Nice.
But Christian Kirk cashes at exactly 60 yards. Well, her and I go to place the bet Saturday when we were in Pennsylvania, because legal to do that in Pennsylvania, not in Maryland. Sweet. So go to place it up to 61.5 Saturday. We placed it. We placed the bet. He only gets 60. It was a nightmare. She was very mad at me when I tweeted out that I hit on over 59.5. She goes, couldn't get me 59.5. And I said,
got a bit early in the week. Port moves, hon. Come on.
Yeah. What do you want me to do? I can't do anything about this. I'm sorry. You were sleeping when we were driving through Connecticut. Nothing I can do.
Is she tailing you tonight or fading you or not playing the Monday night game?
She is not playing the Monday night game. She will wait till next Sunday.
All right, Shine. We have a lot to cover here tonight for Monday Night Football. We'll recap it all tomorrow. We'll check on the Patriots injury news, and we'll talk again on Tuesday morning, buddy. Have a great Monday afternoon, pal.
I will, Mud. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.